The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Show me where the president did anything to be impeached. The other thing you have to find is, listen to what Nadler said. Nadler is setting the framework now that the Democrats are not to believe the Mueller report.
He was a guest on ABC TV's This Week program. In a tweet this morning, President Trump said, quote, "I am an innocent man being persecuted by some very bad, conflicted, and corrupt people only because I won the election." All quiet along the disputed boundary in divided Kashmir today, the first full lull since the dangerous escalation between Pakistan and India last week. This is SRN News.
Hugh Hewitt feels the Mueller investigation coming to an end.
What do we have for analogies to the Mueller report? It's not the Hindenburg. It's not dramatic. It's a flat tire. It's when you walk out and you find a flat tire.
It's running out of gas.
It is running out of gas when you just pull over and you can't believe you didn't check the gauge. Well, your gauge is broken.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 5, right before Mike Gallagher at 8, on AM 1280, The Patriot, intelligent radio.
The closer edition of the Northern Alliance Radio Network coming up next here on The Patriot. So glad to have you joining us. If you join the Freedom Fan Club for free right now at AM1280ThePatriot.com, you'll be entered to win our March Book of the Month. And it's a timely one. It's Hate Crime Hoax, How the Left is Selling a Fake Race War by Wilfred Riley. You can register to win a copy now at AM1280ThePatriot.com. Just click on Fan Club. A cold day out there. One is going to be our high. A wind chill advisory in effect overnight tonight.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air. Live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan, here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. It is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with another edition of the broadcast we like to call The Closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into the show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone calls at 651-289-4488. If you'd like to weigh in via Twitter, hey, feel free to do so. Just go to hashtag NarnShow, that's hashtag N-A-R-N show, hashtag NarnShow for any comments or questions regarding today's show content. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. Yes, it is the first weekend of March, and for those of you who have listened to the Narn for any length of time, you know the first weekend in March always commemorates another anniversary. Yes, 15 years the Northern Alliance Radio Network has been on the air on these very airwaves. AM 1280 The Patriot. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that, reminisce a little bit about the Narn. But before we do any of that, kind of a fortuitous concatenation of events as Mitch Berg himself happened to be in the studio. There's a lot of gun control debates going on at the Capitol as well as the 15th anniversary of the Narn. So, Mitch, you can never do enough radio from what I understand from your perspective. So we appreciate you joining the broadcast today.
I in my dreams, I have a microphone stuck in my face.
It suits you. It really does. I mean,
it really does. Well, it hides part of my face, so that's always good. Yeah.
Well, Mitch, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for being here. I know you had other things going on, and for agreeing to hang around.
My pleasure. No problem.
And Mitch, of course, because it's above zero, Mitch is only wearing the hoodie and a little headband. So
yeah, no, this weather is what we in North Dakota call the first week of baseball season.
It is in the Narn contract to mock Minnesotans over there lamenting the weather. So Mitch executes it very nicely, I must say.
Yeah, that's right. You get something you do it to the hill. That's right. You C-O-M-I-T-T-T-T-T to the bit.
Well, we appreciate it nonetheless. Mitch, did you make it down to the state capitol this past Wednesday?
I didn't. I didn't make it. I had a prior engagement. that I couldn't get out of. I couldn't reschedule again. So I couldn't make it down there. But I heard all
about
it.
Well, let me tell you about these gun control bills. I don't know if you've been following along this gun debate.
No. What's going on there? Yeah.
Well, of course, this past Wednesday, I believe it was the Public Safety Committee meeting.
Right. Believe me, I was following along. We have we shooters have offline means of communication aren't just for mainstream media reporters anymore. So I was staying in touch via social media with some of the people who were there, and yeah, it was fairly. It's the sort of stuff you come to expect when you are a gun rights advocate and the DFL's in control.
Mm-hmm.
There are shenanigans. There is, I go so far as to call it skullduggery going on in the way that these hearings are handled. And, of course, the point that I run by people is, yes, it was a foregone conclusion. We knew when we went in we were going to lose 9-7. We lost 9-7.
Right.
But the purpose was served. We turned out people in significant numbers, significant enough to know that the House of Representatives knows that even though the good guys are being outspent 20-1, we still turn out a bigger crowd. Not by biblical proportions. Nobody's comparing us with the plague of frogs quite yet, like they did in 2013. But we'll have an opportunity to do that. We'll have an opportunity to do that on Wednesday night, which we can touch back on. There's more hearings coming up, and I will be there for that one. And
and
this is one, yet another one, where the conclusion is foregone, and yet it's situations like this where we need people to turn out like the extras in Dr. Zhivago.
Well, now let's talk a little bit about the bills being up for debate, going through the committee process at this point. First of all,
There's bills being introduced. Mind blown.
There is. House File 8,
yep.
Which I believe they probably cobbled together probably within the first 24 hours of the legislative session, because House Speaker Melissa Hortman has said that one of their top priorities is gun safety. And scare quotes on the radio isn't good, but gun safety,
yeah.
I'm just using scare quotes.
Yeah.
First one, House File 8, a bill for an act relating to public safety requiring criminal background checks for firearms transfers. Now, Mitch, why don't you talk a little bit about this? From what I understand about this, literally, if you literally loan your gun to somebody, yeah, wanting to go hunt, you have to pay a fee and a transfer paperwork and then do the same to get it back? Is that correct?
In its initial state, and as these sorts of things have been passed in other states with less influential gun rights lobbies, yes, that's exactly what happens. Now, how will it finally come through committee? We don't know yet, although given the control the Metrocrats have in the committee, it's likely to be very much like this. But how it does work is like this. As introduced, if you want to lend a firearm to your brother-in-law, mm-hmm, to go hunting, you have to go to a federally licensed firearms dealer, a gun shop or an out-of-the-house dealer, and get a transfer paper signed for the gun to actually transfer ownership, I'm making scare quotes,
sure,
in the air, of the firearm to the other person. Of course, the dealer does this for a living. It's like going to a notary. They're going to want a taste out of it here.
Sure.
If you're lucky, you can find someone who'll do it for $25. 50 is more normal at some of your gun shops around town. 100 is not out of line. Then, when he wants to return the gun after hunting is over, you go back to the FFL, the Federal Firearms Licensed Dealer, and you file more transfer paperwork to get it back. So that's how it's done. Now, the downsides are you're adding $25 to $100 to the cost of every gun that is legally purchased.
Right.
You're adding cost to the process of owning and lending guns to family and friends, and maybe family will be grandfathered in, maybe they won't, maybe they will be for a while and then won't be later if the Democrats control. We don't know. The good news is every criminal will take the background check and we'll be able to find them.
Naturally.
After they commit their crimes, because they're not now that background checks aren't mandatory. But once these background checks are made universally, that's the key. You put the word universal in front of background checks and every criminal, every sicario, every gangbanger will say, it's my civic duty to troop on into the gun shop and get the paperwork filled. At least according to the DFL, the dim bulbs who got behind this piece of garbage legislation. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be ranting on your show.
Well, this is why you're here, Mitch Berg. I mean, this is, we want to certainly keep up on these particulars. From the Department of Redundancy Department, huh? You have to fill out paperwork to get your own property back.
Oh, and by the way, some places, some stores, and this is through business process reasons, not legal reasons yet, but some places you have to leave the gun overnight while the background check that you take as part of this is part of the whole transfer process goes through.
Right.
Because of a variety of reasons, there are gun shops where you have to leave it overnight. Now, if you happen to live near a federal firearms licensed dealer, bully for you. If you live in the city of Minneapolis, there is one FFL in Minneapolis that deals. There's a few inactive ones. There's one. It's the Guthrie Theater.
Really?
They do.
Okay.
They have an FFL because occasionally for some productions they want to use a real federally licensed firearm as a prop. And so you're not going to go there to get your transfer paperwork done. So unless you happen to know someone who does it out of their house somewhere in one of the burbs, to get to, let's just say, the nearest gun store to the city of Minneapolis. It's the one in Robbinsdale. It's a couple of bus transfers and an hour and a half each way. And if they hold it overnight, I don't know what the rules are there, but if they hold it overnight, you got to do it again the next day. Now, if you're of diminished income, a working class shooter who lives somewhere in South Minneapolis and wants to keep a firearm for your friend, you have a spare firearm you want to lend or sell to a friend or neighbor who is concerned about safety. Well, guess what? You're talking about trekking, both of you, mind you, via the bus, via the dubious ministrations of Metro Transit out to Robbinsdale, putting down the, I believe it's $50 at that particular gun store, and coming back the next day, potentially, or at the very least, spending 3 hours of your day getting there and back, which, as we're told in every other issue, is a bad thing to impose on working people. Suddenly, when it's guns, it's all right, but, you know.
Is this perhaps tied into, if I were a conspiracy theorist, I would say, is this perhaps tied into the effort to get more people off the roads and onto public transportation, Mitch Berg?
To connect the dots, people. Yeah. I don't think that's a primary motive, but I think
serendipity, to say the least.
Certainly, there's nobody complaining about it. At least I'm on the gun grabber team, no.
Well, I did happen to have the opportunity to watch Rob Dorr, our friend who's doing yeoman's work with the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, shooting video of the Republican members of the Public Safety Committee holding a press conference. And some of the questions that the media asks, it's just like, you know, that when of course, obviously the folks like Jim Nash and Marion Daniels O'Neill are conveying the same points you are, saying, look, these background checks are going to do nothing to alleviate crime because criminals don't take background checks. And, of course, the common media retort is, well, you know, but it's the potential for someone. The potential for someone to commit a crime is, if it's like, are we living in Tom Cruise Minority Report? We're going to start prosecuting pre-crime. How do you possibly detect that somebody is going to take a background check who hasn't committed a crime is going to commit a crime? This logic makes no sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense, and you're not going to detect it because criminals are already now that. First of all, if you buy a gun at a shop or a gun show anywhere in Minnesota, you're going to take a background check because everyone there is going to run you.
Except if there's a gun show loophole, right?
There's no gun show loophole. The gun show loophole is people doing private transfers everywhere.
I kid.
Of course you are. But just in case someone out there who doesn't know the issue
happens
to be tuned in, and if you're getting your information from the mainstream media, you are one of those people. Sorry to say, I'm here to help.
You're doing it wrong, yes.
Yeah, so already, the vast majority of guns used in crimes are either stolen and passed around criminal enterprises or fenced from people who do steal the guns to criminal enterprises or to just plain criminals, or they're the result of straw purchases, which is someone who has a clean criminal record goes into a store, buys a gun legally, transfers it without a background check to someone with a criminal who is a criminal, which, by the way, knowingly doing so is already a federal felony.
Right.
But Most county attorneys and federal U.S. attorneys won't do it. In fact, during the Obama administration, one of the reasons Chicago is such a free fire zone is because the U.S. attorney for Northern Illinois during the Obama administration said, we're just not going to bother prosecuting straw purchasers because
really?
It's not a sexy prosecution. Nobody ever got elected governor or senator because they busted some gang member's grandmother who went out and bought a GAT and transferred it to her grandson. This is, and the U.S. attorney for Minnesota, his policy is a little less. There are prosecutions in Minnesota, although Mike Freeman has pointed out in hearings this past week, which you may or may not have seen on the video, that they only prosecute them as misdemeanors, and
that's a wonderful deterrent.
Yeah, no, and by the way, they don't do it even at that. They don't make the prosecutions as a, to be fair, a gross misdemeanor. Mm. Woo! But they don't even prosecute those, and so which by the way is one of the reasons why when anyone says, "Well, Chicago is dangerous because you can get a gun in Indiana," yeah. But it's a federal felony to give it to the people who are doing the shooting. So, by the way, why does Indiana have a murder rate of 15.3 per 100,000?
Boggles the mind. Vincent isn't on the phone, is he? Oh, he is on the phone. Okay. Well, we do have Vincent on line one from St. Paul. Vincent, always good to hear from you, sir. Thanks for joining the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Well, thank you all for taking your call. I'm shocked that Mitch is here. You know, I thought I'd be out there enjoying the sun.
Oh, I'm heading out there shortly. Yeah, no, I'm gonna be going out and doing some swimming up at Lake Josephine.
Yeah.
So, your question, Vincent?
Yes. You got a show on the radio. Mark Walters is on.
Yeah,
I've heard of
America.
It.
Does he know about all these here? What's going on in the legislature up there?
Yes, he does. He has been made aware, and hopefully, there will be some coverage coming shortly. I've had my people call his people.
Yeah, Mark stays. He stays abreast of all of these fights going on in these local legislators. So yes, he is. He's most definitely aware of it. And Armed American Radio, which is heard every Sunday evening mm-hmm. from 7 to 10 p.m. right here at AM 1280 The Patriot. Folks, if you have an opportunity, definitely listen to the broadcast and give him a shout too. Keep him well informed. Mitch, can we keep you for another segment or so?
Yeah, let's do it.
651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show, hashtag NARN Show. Me, Brad Carlson, with my friend and colleague Mitch Berg, right here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back in a few moments.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-458-3263. That's 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
Students come to Online Trading Academy for many reasons. Some love their jobs but don't make enough money to live the life they dream about. Some aren't happy with their job and hope for something better. And others invest and trade, but just need a better path to improve their returns. We even have students who have never invested or traded before, and they might not even know a stock from a rock, but dream of having extra income. There are better income opportunities than trading your time for money. It's time to learn those skills. Join us at Online Trading Academy so we can show you the path to your financial freedom. Register today for a free investing class by dialing #250 on your cell phone. Use keyword OTA. Again, that's #250 on your cell phone, keyword OTA, or go to learnwithota.com. OTAcademy.com.
Online Trading Academy Radio!
Hi, this is Lee with the Kingdom Builders. What is truth? That's what Pontius Pilate wanted to know. Well, the truth was standing right in front of him. What would he do with the power and opportunity he'd been given? In this slower and colder season, we tend to have a little more time to reflect. What power and opportunity have we been given? Would the Lord call us a viper or a faithful servant? I pray that we are not distracted from examining ourselves to see where our affections lie and the power and opportunity we've been given through Him.
This is Matthew with the Kingdom Builders. We strive to have our standard be God's standard. One of the ways we do that is we regularly look to God's Word to examine our hearts and our motives. We try to glorify the Lord Jesus in everything we do.
We strive to take these standards on your roof, on your gutter job, whatever it might be.
I'm really excited to be fielding your calls today and talking to you about the needs you might have on your roof or gutters.
Contact us by phone at 612-900-9166 or look us up online at thekingdombuilders.net.
Welcome back, AM 1280 Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. It's always great to have a music connoisseur on as a guest because he can riff along with a song that's playing.
Sounds of my senior year of high school. Love this.
There's a YouTube video of this song out there that intertwines pictures of Trump pointing at the crowd as if to say, "I want to destroy you." I don't know if that's a subtle political statement or not, but
not very. No.
By the way, the voice you hear, Mitch Berg, he of the Saturday edition of the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the headliner edition, heard on these very airwaves from 1 to 3 p.m. Again, that's every Saturday. Mm-hmm. And our friend and colleague, King Banyan, on these, actually our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. It's the King Banyan Show, Saturdays, 9 to 11 a.m., your one-stop shop for all things economics in the state of Minnesota. The upper Midwest, let's call it for what it is. It's if you like your wonky economics, that is the show for you. And even a layperson like me can get something out of it, too. So, again, 15 years of the Northern Alliance Radio Network this weekend. It was the first weekend of March back in 2004. When the old college students in the phone booth trick was pulled off down here in the Patriot Bunker. For those of you who are old enough to remember phone booths, and that was a thing, I guess, back in the 60s and 70s. See how many college students you can stuff into a phone booth, and that's kind of what maybe the first Northern Alliance Radio Network broadcast was like, Mitch Berg.
It did sort of feel that way. I mean, first of all, there were originally a total of 9 people that were part of, for those of you who weren't around for the history, going back to 2003, when the whole blogging thing started to catch on and everyone was doing one for a couple of years there, Hugh Hewitt discovered that a bunch of his favorite conservative blogs were here in the middle of Minnesota, which back then was still considered to be very purple to blue state.
Minnesota.
He christened the Northern Alliance of Blogs, which named after the Uzbeks who fought against the Taliban in Afghanistan. It was a joke that made a lot of sense back then, and here we are.
Yeah, right.
Almost 20 years later. I have a thing for coming up with these archaic names that get lost to history over time. By the way, my band, the band I have now, but the band I put an album out with, same story. Name makes no sense 30 years after the fact. Anyway, he christened the Northern Alliance of Blogs, which is originally Powerline, John Hinderacker, Scott Johnson, Captain's Quarters, Ed Morrissey, who's now with Hot Air, the Frauders Libertas, which is 4 different guys, including Chad and Brian, who stayed with the Narn for a long time, SCSU Scholars, that's King Banyan, and myself. And they gradually added 2 more blogs, I'll try to remember the other ones. So it was called Spitball. They never got involved in the show, but people from those 5 blogs got involved in the show, and that originally was a total of 9 different people. 4 of the guys from Frauders, three from Frauders Libertas. I'm sorry, 4 from Frauders, 2 from Powerline, Ed, King, myself. You do the math.
That's nine, yeah, yeah.
That's a nine. That's a total of nine people. And one of them, Atomizer from Frotters, lasted precisely one broadcast. Decided radio wasn't for him.
I told the conciliary about that story before the show, so he got a kick out of that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All because you told him to get closer to the microphone, Mitch Berg, and apparently did he freeze up? Like
He was not. He was one of those. I think he's the only interview subject I've ever lost on the air. And by the way, we there's only five seats in this studio, right?
I
think we may have had even four back then. So we would basically divide up the hour among the subjects we wanted to have. It was a three-hour show initially. And we would just say, okay, you're going to be doing the first hour. You will be doing the second hour. I'll be here for the whole time because I was the only person who'd ever done any professional radio before.
Sure.
King had done college radio. And so I spent the first 2 years of the show being mostly a traffic cop, basically hand signaling, okay, you talk first, you talk second. Okay, you're done. You're going to get in something short and then we'll go to you. I was more like a TV technical director who couldn't talk. Just all I was hand signaling everyone. We had this really elaborate system of hand signals. It makes a baseball manager's hand signals look like pounding on a drum set. So it was
impressive.
Dwayne Patterson, Huey Hewitt's longtime producer, said it's really kind of amazing watching Mitch Berg run this shebang. Anyway, gradually people dropped off. I mean, Scott Johnson left in February of 2005 after a little less than a year. It was January. We split into two different shows, me, King, and Ed, and Chad, Brian, and
John.
And John Hinderacher, thank you. Yeah. Split into two shows and into three, King Banyan, and we brought in Michael Broadcorb.
That's right.
In 2006.
The final word.
So we had at one point there, if you count the old Taxpayers League live show, eight solid hours of local conservative talk for about 3 years there. It was great. It was some of the best conservative radio you could find in the Twin Cities back then. And gradually people found other things to do with their Saturdays. I mean, Chad had three kids in short order. Brian and John went on to decide they had other things to do on Saturdays. Michael Broadcorb became communications director for the Senate, so he had to leave because he couldn't mix the two, really. King Banyan ran for office, so he had to go do a non-political show on her sister station. Gradually, Ed decided he had other priorities on Saturday afternoons after only 8 years. And that left you joined back along in 2011.
That's right.
After apprenticing for a number of years. And gradually we kind of stabilized at where we're at now with three hosts and three shows.
And I always remember the first show I ever did as a fill-in. It was at the Sportsman Show, January of 2010.
That's right.
It was back when John and Brian were doing the first team of the Northern Alliance from 11 a.m. to 1, and John was on assignment, so I filled in for John with Brian. And I tell you, the guest lineup, that was my kind of introduction to radio. We had, of course, our friend from Fishing for Life, founder of Fishing for Life, yep. Tom.
Yep.
He came on. That was the first time I'd ever met him. And so Tom came on to talk about the organization. And then we had Michael Cummins, who was going to run for the Republican nomination in CD8 before Chip Kravac eventually won it.
Right.
And then we had Twiggy the water skiing squirrel and two members from the bikini ice fishing team. So you want to talk about a variety of guests. That was that was something. So.
No, the first team guys had a way of booking the fun guests, that's for sure. Brian Ward had a real nose for the fun guests. We had some fun ones over the years, too. I've met some amazing guests hosting the show over the years. I mean, Kevin Williamson, Amy Alcon.
Back in the early days, you've had on, I remember, Ann Coulter and Michelle Malkin.
We had John McCain at one point. Mitt Romney. We had Mitt Romney and Scott Walker, all fantastic guests.
I had on Michael Reagan one night.
That's right. Reagan was a great get. We also had some of my favorite ones I remember over the years. 2009, I believe it was 2009, Miss Minnesota Brooke Kilgariff joined us.
Yes.
You obviously have the big connection with the Miss Minnesota syndicate. And Brooke joined. First time I'd ever talked to a Miss Minnesota who is currently reigning as such. And her big talent was singing. She's quite the singer. And being a joker that I am, I just say, hey, Brooke, just sing something for us, a cappella. I didn't think she'd do it. I mean,
right.
Who does that? She busts off this a cappella torch song that basically stopped the traffic at the fairgrounds on Dan Patch Avenue for a couple minutes there. It was really stunningly outstanding. It's just like, whoa. You really can pretty much get anything you want to happen on this show. Actually, the other favorite broadcast I ever had, 2004, we did a debate party at the Marriott downtown. And it was we were opened up, and we had some trade out with the Marriott. And so they opened up one of the ballrooms. They brought in a wet roller bar and set up a big screen. And we figured we'd draw capacity for maybe 100 people. We figured if we were lucky, we'd get 100. And it was sleeting outside, miserable, miserable night. I mean, ice storm basically going on. Traffic was just wretched throughout the metro. But the people kept pouring in one after the other by the hundreds of people. We got 700 people in the door.
And I was there.
Yeah, you were. That's right.
That was the first time I ever met all you guys.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And they wind up having to pop open two more ballrooms, set up another Jumbotron or whatever, big screen, and bring in two more bars because, boy, after driving in that slot, people needed a bump, if you catch my drift.
Reminiscing here on the 15th anniversary weekend of the Northern Alliance Radio Network with one of the founding members of the Northern Alliance, Mitch Berg. He's heard Saturdays, the headline edition, 1 to 3 on these very airwaves. And me, Brad Carlson, the closer, Sundays, 1 to 3. And here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. Back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-472-1494. 800-472-1494. That's 800-472-1494.
The world of business and finance is constantly changing. How are you keeping up with all the information? Most likely, you're not. Checking websites, writing emails, making phone calls, checking more websites, and still not finding what you need to know. But it has to be out there somewhere. Well, it is. Business 1440 is your on-air guide through the fast-paced business landscape. What you want to know, when you want to know it. Up-to-the-minute business and financial news on Business 1440. Stream online at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com.
The deals are smoking hot at Premier Pool and Spa right now. Every Arctic spa, everything in the showroom, everything that's already made up in Canada, is on sale.
Yeah, but have you seen my backyard? I can't even put it back there right now, eh?
Minor details. They can use a crane, or you can wait till spring. What's important is to get it now and take advantage of these clearance prices.
You mean I can put a hot tub in right now and then move it again in the spring?
You can if it's an Arctic spa. The base on these things is like no other spa. As long as it's level, it will run perfectly. Once the snow melts, you drain it, move it where you want it, fill her up, and let her buck.
Yeah, and they're built for the cold, and they're easy on your wallet too, eh? All you have to do is go to the showroom and see the Arctic difference. Hey, don't lock yourself up in the house this winter. Winter's fun to be had, eh?
You can swim all winter long, even in Minnesota, with an Arctic all-weather pool, too.
Yeah, save on the spas today. Visit Premier Pools in Chanhassen. That's Premier Pool and Spa, where we take fun seriously, eh?
PremierPools.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot, Arby's Computer Service.
Viruses and malware can cause a lot of problems with your computers, especially downtime while you reinstall Windows. Did you know Arby's can clean your PC often without having to reinstall Windows, reconnecting your printers, or having to reload all your programs? Let Arby's take care of the viruses so you can get back to work.
Giving your computer problems the boot, Arby's Computer Service.
Well,
Welcome back, Ian Poverty, the Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with another segment on the broadcast. We'd like to call the closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks for tuning in. Joined by the headliner edition of the Northern Alliance, Mitch Berg, heard on these very airwaves Saturdays, 1 to 3 p.m.
Genius.
We got a lot of mileage out of that recently.
Yes, we do.
Yes. And here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. Reminiscing about the beginning of the Northern Alliance Radio Network, which took place the first weekend in March, 15 years ago, 2004. Of course, a lot going on in 2004. The presidential election was pretty much set. Incumbent President George W. Bush taking on John Kerry. So I imagine, Mitch, there were a lot of Saturdays filled up with presidential election news, as it were. And, of course, while you were part of the Northern Alliance, your colleagues blew the lid off of Dan Rather's fake but accurate saga. Is that correct?
The stories just kept coming back then. First of all, it was right after 9/11, so the war on terror was still brand new and very much hot in the news. And, yeah, during the 2004 elections, when the NARN was literally 6 months old, literally 6 months and 3 days, September 9th, 2004, as I recall, yeah, the 61st minute story blew up on Powerline. And this is where they busted Dan Rather and CBS News faking a story against George W. Bush.
I'm sorry.
The Texas National Guard. Right, yeah. Fake but accurate. It's when the term fake but accurate entered the vocabulary. And it was interesting. The following Saturday, September, I don't know, whatever it was, 15th, sitting in the room as the story had blown up and as Dan Rather was under serious fire and as the world was starting to realize, oh, yeah, blogs actually do real journalism, sometimes better than the big boys do.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in the room is one of the most electric experiences I think I've ever had doing anything. And people seem to forget, people do forget because it's not here in America. Within about a year or so later, it happened again because Ed Morrissey wound up with a source inside some hearings that led to the downfall of the Canadian government. Led to the resignation of the prime minister and the installation of Brian Harper, the last good prime minister that Canada had.
Right, right.
And who knows if the allegations against Justin Trudeau continue? Who knows? He might be back.
Very interesting. Yeah, that's right. That's where Ed was. I believe it was the had to do with the Canadian Liberal Party funneling
ad scam. Yep.
Yeah, ad scam. Yep. So, and then that kind of launched. I mean, Ed already had a pretty good presence at Captain Quarters, but that kind of launched him into another stratosphere, and of course, eventually led to his gig at Hot Air, and I believe received an award at the Heritage Foundation shortly thereafter. So. It's kind of funny because I talk about Ed Morrissey when Andrew Breitbart was in town in the summer of 2011 with I forget what the name of the conference was.
Yeah, right online.
Right online. Yep. Thank you. Andrew Breitbart was in town for that, and of course this was just after the Anthony Weiner scandal had taken off. And Andrew Breitbart exposed, pardon the pun, and we were Ed was given a talk at one of the breakout sessions, and I said, oh, I'm going to stop by and say hello to Ed. And there was literally a line out the room to get pictures with Ed and talk to him, and I'm just laughing. I'm like, that's Ed.
Yes.
And people are standing in line wanting to get his autograph and talk to him. And it's just like, maybe that carries a little weight. So, yeah, I see that guy. Yeah, I know that guy. I work on the same radio station with him. I knew he was a pretty big deal given the traffic on his blog, but to actually see people in line out the door wanting to get pictures of him and some even his autograph, it was a very surreal moment, Mitch Berg.
It certainly was. Yeah, no, I remember when all that blew up. And of course, as someone who for a variety of reasons was never able to blow his traffic up that big, it's like, okay, well, you know, there but for the grace of God, who knows? But
you're being very modest, Mitch Berg. I you talk at times about your first ever Instalanch of the blog post I occasionally refer to entitled "Dear Bill Frist, You Suck."
That was not my first. I had several. My first Instalanch, which is a blog talk for a reference on Instapundit, which at the time was the biggest political blog in the world.
Oh, sure.
Still pretty huge. They don't give out the Instalanches like they used to. But back then, my blog was getting maybe 10, 15 hits a day for like the first 8-9 months. We get to the 2002 elections.
Okay, I got you.
Right before Paul Wellstone was killed.
Right.
And Garrison Keillor writes this snide, snotty little piece in the Strib about about why would anyone vote for Norm Coleman over Paul Wellstone? That'd be like,
or as it was pronounced, Wellstone.
Wellstone. That's right.
It's a Wellstone exclamation point. That's pronounced Wellstone.
That's right. That's right. I forgot all about that. Wrote this piece about how voting for Norm Coleman over Paul Wellstone. And I won't shout right now because I don't feel like sitting up and turning away from the mic. But it'd be like taking Spam over a porterhouse steak, which is and what an awful person Norm Coleman was. Of course, I point it from my experience in radio. It's an open secret that Garrison Keillor is one of the slimiest people in showbiz, and that's kind of come out in the last few. I mean, people now know what a slimeball he can be vis-a-vis women.
Sure.
They don't know what a slimeball he was for decades vis-a-vis employees and producers and writers and staffers and pretty much anyone he didn't see as an equal or superior.
So Amy Klobuchar was employing the Garrison Keillor method, Mitch Berg?
Garrison Keillor very, very, very similar. So, that was my first insult.
Okay,
and I went from 15 hits a day to 40,000 in 2 days.
That's like your first year in blogging, Mitch Berg. That's impressive.
9 months into it. Yep.
That's impressive.
Started in September of 2002, and this was like just before in October before the 2002 elections.
Okay.
Which didn't seem that long ago until fairly recently, 17 years ago.
Amazing.
Holy cow. Yeah. So it's that 17th anniversary of my blog, and I'm still cranking it out every weekday. So, yeah. And the show, again, 15 years, which means, Brad, that we have got to get our 10th anniversary party on the books here.
High time, yeah.
That's right. I think I'll be doing it sometime. Obviously, the anniversary is this week, so technically it should be happening this week, but who wants to go anywhere this week? I figure since we've already deferred it for 5 years,
maybe
sometime in June we can find an establishment with long roots with us and a cigar patio that we can maybe
appropriate. We'll have to start spitballing here, but I think we can come up with one.
I think we can come up with somebody. I don't know. If you have your people, call my people if you own such an establishment across from Simex. So, yeah.
Across the street from the big gosh darn liquor store.
The big darn liquor store that doesn't pay us to mention their names.
Exactly.
Although gave me another one of my most fun days on the radio as well, going to their illegal day of Sunday opening. That was so much fun. Anyway.
That's right.
I'm going to back up. This has been so much fun. By the way, thank you for being along for the last almost 8 years of this ride. I mean, you've been here you've been here officially a little over half of the Narn's existence now. So
we can always remember the date. I can remember the date specifically myself, but for you, the way I say it, it's like, remember when your granddaughter was born? Oh, okay, yeah, so 7.5 years.
And that helps right there. It's just like, okay, yeah, the day Watermelon was born was your first day. And yeah, that's very true. And so thank you for all you've done for the franchise over this last 7.5, going on 8 years now. And here's hoping we go on and do it much more, much bigger, much better. And, see if we can go another 15 here and have a 20th anniversary party 15 years from now.
I like it. I like it.
I think we could do that. Anyway, want to back up a topic here just to make sure people know. Obviously, we were talking about House File 8 and House File 9, which in some ways is even worse because it absolutely trashes due process.
Yes.
And basically opens every gun owner up to being harassed by anyone who wants to harass you, former girlfriends, boyfriends, ex-spouses, former employers, former roommates, anyone you've had a business relationship.
And some progressives have threatened to use that kind of as a cudgel if that passes, Mitch Berg.
They have threatened to SWAT.
Gun
rights activists. You can fill in the blanks on who they mean with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that alone right there, I mean, just giving ammunition, if you will, to some of our most depraved opponents out there is, well, the point to some of these people, I know, but some reason enough alone to fight this thing to the death. Sorry, watch the rhetoric, Mitch, but to fight this thing really, 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 really hard, okay? Anyway, that's a reason right there. Now, we talked about the hearings last week. I couldn't make it to those. The hearings were political theater. And on both sides, I mean, we all knew it was going to be a 9-7, but on the other hand, part of the goal is to show the flag, be there in huge numbers. The other thing is to post amendments up there to say, okay, these are things we can do to make these bills better. Oh, you're going to vote down the bills that allow you to grandfather guns within the family. You're going to vote down bills that would actually bring due process to the red flag gun confiscation laws, or perhaps make them affect actual suicides as opposed to being engines for harassment. Oh, you voted them down. Well, see you in 2020, jerk. Anyway, that's the other half of the reason for it. Anyway, this Wednesday night, there will be hearings for the Judiciary Committee, which is just as important as public safety for this thing. And we need people to turn out like a plague of locusts for this thing. I will be there. I will hope everyone within the sound of my voice is there. This will be at the State Office Building just southwest of the Capitol.
Okay.
On John Ireland Boulevard. It's where the hearings usually are for these things. It's hardly ever in the Capitol. But be there for that. And we'll go to gunowners.mn, by the way. The Gun Owners Caucus is coordinating all this for all the other groups. So go to gunowners.mn over the course of the week. Sign up for the e-blast because that's the best way. And you can get it sent straight to your phone that way. And do that because this is the time when everyone has got to give it 110% and absolutely smack this thing down hard to, well, I'm not going to paraphrase Cal Barr too closely here, but these bills need to be pummeled, rhetorically speaking.
Absolutely. And if you would confuse Cal Barr's rhetoric with like real, genuine, literal violence, I didn't get that. But whatever yes. the case, we get it. So, yeah, again, I am a proud member of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus. Just renewed my membership. I couldn't believe it was a year already since I initially signed up. So quickly got on there and renewed. And, yeah, go to gunowners.mn. And like I say, if you follow their Facebook page, you will get a notification whenever they post a video down there. Rob Dorr, the political director of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, does yeoman's work, constantly giving us updates each and every day from down at the Capitol. So me as a donor to the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, I know that the money is being put to good use because they're down there. Rob's down there every day on behalf of our liberty. So we can't thank those folks enough. And my friend and colleague Mitch Berg, this is you've done yeoman's work being behind the microphone, and you've got a big enough audience to where you're exerting your influence. So we certainly appreciate your work as well, Mitch Berg. I know this is a passion of yours, certainly.
But you know, one of a few that I've been able to further via this show, and for that alone, I'm thankful. 15 years of being able to actually give my voice put some NOX in the voice here has been just a blessing in every possible way.
Now, there's 52 weeks in a year. Just say you maybe take 3 or 4 Saturdays off per year, you know, to estimate. That's 700 shows, Mitch Burr. That's impressive. That's an impressive log, I got to say.
It adds up over time. It does. Yep. No, I figured I'd do about 49, 50 shows a year. And, it does pile up fast.
That'd be north of 700 then if that's the case.
That's
49
right.
to 50 a year.
We're well north. well north of 700.
I would assume so. Yeah. Well, Mitch, we appreciate your time today, as
you
always.
Bet.
And goes without saying, you have an open invite to come on to talk about pretty much anything because it makes it go so much faster, so much more enjoyable. So we appreciate the time and let you get on with your day.
Appreciate it. Have a great show.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. One final segment in this hour coming up. Go nowhere.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense. Hey, it's Lee Michaels here with one of the newest members to the Patriot family. So proud to be associated with the Mike Murphy team with eXp Realty. And with us is Sharon Murphy. So great to have you here, Sharon.
Well, thanks, Lee. We're excited to work with the Patriot and your listeners.
So tell us, what makes eXp Realty so different?
Well, eXp is a cloud-based brokerage. We like to call it the future of real estate. A lot of people get frustrated with the gimmicks and overpromises of many other real estate agents. Who can blame them? We pride ourselves on being different. No gimmicks, just great service. When you call our number, you'll speak to me or my husband, Mike, not an inexperienced team member.
That's great. So how do we get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 651-216-7870 or go to MikeMurphyTeam.com.
So if you're thinking of selling your home, check out Mike Murphy Team with eXp Realty, 651-216-7870 or online at MikeMurphyTeam.com.
How can you draw closer to God and increase your knowledge of His Word? Start today at BibleStudyTools.com. By reading four chapters a day, you'll read the entire Bible in less than a year. Or pick a specific topic, such as the life of Christ or the New Testament. Choose among more than 20 free Bible reading plans from 45 to 100 days. BibleStudyTools.com lets you choose your favorite translation. Track your progress and grow your faith online at BibleStudyTools.com.
Welcome back, AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network, me, Brad Carlson. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show, hashtag NARN Show for any comments or questions. As always, we appreciate you tuning in. And thanks again to my friend and colleague, Mitch Berg, for joining the show for three segments. And you know, Mitch is a trooper radio professional because he brought it back to where I initially wanted to go, which is talk about House File 9. But I got so caught up in talking Narn memories, because I could listen to Mitch and King and Ed and whomever else want to tell stories about the early days of the Northern Alliance. I could sit for hours and listen to these stories. It's really great stuff. And again, I can't thank those guys enough for this nice little sandbox that they've built, because when I came in, the Northern Alliance Radio Network was already 7-plus years in existence, and all I had to do was just show up, get behind a microphone, and try not to goof things up. And I haven't done it perfectly in 7.5 years. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I'm my own biggest critic, so I realize that I haven't always done things perfectly, but I've had access to an incredible audience of engaged listeners like yourselves tuning in week out, and that's why the Northern Alliance Radio Network has been able to go for 15 years. So to say thank you really seems inadequate, but really, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Mitch and I talk about the listeners all the time and what a fantastic, engaged group of listeners we have. And there have been some of you that have become friends of mine that have called me personally and have taken objections to some of the things that I've said on the air, and I welcome that feedback. I really do. So if you ever see me at an event, whatever else, tell me what I'm doing wrong. Seriously. I mean, I'm my own biggest critic, so I don't think you can be more harsh on me than I am on myself. But, you know, I'm willing to take the critical feedback as well. And, you know, and we've hear it from station management, too, that if you call station management with a compliment or a complaint, it'll get to me, you know. So please don't use a filter. But we appreciate your support. Nonetheless, I only got about 5 minutes to go this hour, but I did want to get to a story from the Washington Examiner. This just in, Amy Klobuchar is actually quite liberal. What? You didn't realize this? Well, welcome, friends. Yes, we in the conservative movement have been trying to tell you this for years, but all we get is, well, you know that Amy Klobuchar, she's such a nice lady. She's got a good tater tot hot dish recipe, and she drives a Saturn. She's just a regular lady. She relates to the regular folk. Well, yeah, if you look at her voting record, if you actually parse it out, she really is not all that moderate. She's trying to play up these moderate chops, and I don't blame her. Because you see who's running for president in 2020 on the Democrat side, it's not too difficult to get to the right of those people, okay? And Amy Klobuchar has the wisdom to realize that the Democrat Party's views are not necessarily within the mainstream, but a lot of the moderate views, not a moderate Democrats, they don't have a home in today's Democrat Party. They just don't. Well, Philip Klein at the Washington Examiner put together a great piece. Despite her image as some sort of centrist, Klobuchar has actually voted with socialist Senator Bernie Sanders 87% of the time over the course of her Senate career, according to an analysis of data from ProPublica's vote comparison tool. That's more than she voted with Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat out of West Virginia, who could more accurately be described as a centrist. And by the way, Joe Manchin was one of three Democrats to not vote for, to not vote against Senator Ben Sasse's Born Alive Infant Protection Act. Okay? So just saying. Klobuchar has compiled a 100% rating from pro-abortion groups Planned Parenthood and NARAL. She has an F rating from the National Rifle Association. She is in lockstep with unions, carrying a 100% rating from the Communications Workers for America and a 95% lifetime rating from the AFL-CIO, including 100% for the most recent session. It's no wonder that she's compiled such ratings. Klobuchar has voted for higher taxes. She has been a reliable co-sponsor of Senator Dianne Feinstein's efforts to revive the ban on quote-unquote assault weapons. She has staked out extreme ground on abortion by, most recently, opposing a bill that would have required doctors to care for babies who survive attempted abortions. And by the way, just an aside, I'm going to talk a lot about that in the second hour, by the way. Six Democrat senators have already declared that they're running for president in 2020. All six voted against or opposed this bill that would have required doctors to care for babies who survive attempted abortions. All six. So if Amy Klobuchar really wanted to draw a distinction from these other candidates and kind of convey some moderate chops, okay, she would have voted for this bill. She would have really drawn the distinction. And it's kind of reminiscent. This is a quote that has been stuck in my head forever. Remember Alan Keyes? He was a he opposed Barack Obama for senator in 2004. Alan Keyes was a Republican. And he also ran for president in 2000 when George W. Bush obviously ended up being the candidate. You know, he's a very, very socially conservative. So he really had no shot even back then in the 2000 Republican primary. He had no shot to get the candidacy. But I remember him talking about the partial birth abortion. I'm not going to describe that horrific procedure, but many of you pro-lifers know what that is. And Alan Keyes said, now, I don't see opposition to partial birth abortion as showing any real pro-life sentiment. It just means you're not willing to be a heinous and disgusting and repulsive extremist on the issue. So my point is, in that motif, Amy Klobuchar voting to support Ben Sasse's bill doesn't show any real pro-life chops. It means she wasn't willing to be a disgusting and heinous and repulsive extremist on the issue, okay? But she would have definitely set herself apart from the other U.S. senators running for president that blocked this bill from getting an up or down vote. Okay, and again, I'm going to save most of that for the second hour, so we're going to talk about that. So my point is that Amy Klobuchar, for some reason, has this reputation as being a moderate. I mean, for crying out loud, her last election in 2018, she won congressional districts 6 and 7, the two reddest districts in Minnesota, and she got more votes than her Republican opponent. So can we put to bed for good that she's a moderate? She's not. Her voting record says as much, and we've been trying to tell you that for years on the air, 15 years to be exact. Ladies and gentlemen, hour number one in the books. Hour number two coming back in mere moments right here. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Go nowhere.
I'm a trained lawyer. I went to law school, and I have found that has actually been a disadvantage. My name is Alan. I am a current student at the OTA office in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm a retired district court judge, and when I decided to retire, I'd always had an interest in financial markets. I had done quite a bit of research, read up on OTA a lot. I think I had a pretty good idea of what to expect. The actual class itself was more impressive than I even anticipated. I mean, after I attended that half-hour class, I was absolutely 100% sold. It's almost like a light bulb goes off. You start following your rules. You recognize the mistakes you shouldn't make, and you stop making them. I feel like I've actually turned a corner. I'm actually on a great path. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to do this. And I think a lot of people get scared away from the financial markets because they don't think they're smart enough, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Call OTA at #250 on your cell phone for a free investing workshop, or register at LearnWithOTA.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-458-3263. That's 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts WOW11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting WOW11 to 88988. That's W-O-W.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.